The Torah in Parashas Kisavo and Bechukosai have the portion of the brachas and the kolas, the tochachas is known, the portion of rebuke. So there seems to be a fundamental difference between the tochacha in Parashas Kisavo and the tochacha in Parashas Bechukosai. In Parashas Kisavo, Devarim Chav Ches, the Torah tells us, Hashem returned you to Egypt in ships, etc., and they will offer yourselves for the sale to enemies and slaves, but there will be no buyer. In other words, basically, Kisavo ends very abruptly without much hope, very dim. On the other hand, if you look at Bechukosai, the last parasha in Vayikra, it ends with a positive message. It's Chus Avos. I remember for them the covenant of the Avos, those who have taken out of the land of Egypt. I am Yashem. So the Tochacha after Bechukosai ends with a Nechama. It was terrible, but at the end, don't worry, there's hope. However, the Tochacha in Parashas Kisavo ends with no such hope. What's the meaning to this? If someone want to point out, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh wants to point out, because the difference is, in Parashas Kisavo is Lashon Yachid. In Parashas Bechukosai, it's Lashon Rabim. That anyway, if you're being judged as you Yachid, you have no shot. That's Kisavo. Who could stand up in judgment on their own? But Parashas Bechukosai is Lashon Rabim. If you're part of the cloud, then you could be saved. Like you saw Solanti used to always say, you should be a Yachid Shaharabim Tolibo. You should be a young individual that the Rabim are dependent on. That's what Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes, why Bechukosai ends with hope, because it's Lashon Rabim, we're part of Klal Yisrael, and Kisavo is Lashon Yachid for the individual. However, Rav Soloveitchik has a famous pshat. So Rav Soloveitchik explains as follows. He says, really, there is a Nechama in the parasha of Kisavo. Where is it? It's in next week's parasha. As the Torah continues after Kisavo, and it will say, when it will come to pass, when all the things will come upon you, etc., then Hashem will bring you back, have mercy upon you, He will gather you from all the peoples. In other words, he basically in Dvarim, Perek, Lamed. So about 50 psukim later, we find the Nechama. So then, Hadar Kasha Midukta. So the original question comes back, or a slight variation on the original question. Instead of asking, how come Kisavo doesn't have a Nechama and Bechukosai does, why does the Tochacha of Kisavo come 50 psukim later? Why not come right away? So that's what the Rav explained, Rav Soloveitchik, based on a famous Ramban. The Ramban tells us that the two Tochachas in Bechukosai and Kisavo are Zecher to the Churban Habayis, the two destructions in the Jewish nation. In other words, basically, Bechukosai is a zecher to the Korban Bayis Rishon, and the Tochacha in Kisavo is zecher to Korban Bayis Sheni, destruction of the second temple. So what's the difference between what happened Korban Bayis Rishon and Korban Bayis Sheni? The destruction of Korban Bayis Rishon, it came with a set time. You know, 70 years later, 70 years will be in exile in Goas, and then the exile will be over. There was a major debate in terms of how you count to 70 years, but everyone agrees to the 70 years. Therefore, the Tochacha as well. So in Parashas Bechukosai, after the Tochacha, we say, there'll be Schus Avos, there's a set time, and then we'll come back. However, the second Beis HaMikdash, it didn't come with any predetermined, prearranged time. It didn't say 70 years, it didn't say 150 years, 500 years, 700 years. But it also comes with the limit. What is the limit? So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin that there's going to come a day that the Jews are going to repent, they're going to do tshuva. he says, and they will then, and then he appends to what it says and it means, and they will then be immediately be redeemed. They'll do tshuva and they'll be redeemed. We could bring it, we could bring it back when the Jewish people will eventually do tshuva. So just as the Churban Bayis Rishon has an end, so to the Churban Bayis Sheni has an end. But the Churban Bayis Sheni requires action on our part. So it could have came after 7 years, or come after 90 years, 500 years, or it might take thousands of years. But it's all in our court. So these 50 psukim from the end of the Tocha and Kisavo until the Nechama and Parshas Nitzavim, that's the pause. And that's what the Rav said. That's the stage we're in right now. We're in the midst of the pause. There's no need to give up, because we say that you will return to Hashem, your God, and listen to His voice, and He'll gather all the people. So we see ultimately there is a Nechama. So the difference is, so it's up to us now. In Parshas Bechukosai, it was fixed. Parshas Kizava, Kaddish, the bad news is it lasted so long. The good news is it's in our own control to bring the Geula by doing a Tshuva Gemura.